I believe that if we are honest with ourselves, the most fascinating problem in the world is who am I? Who am I? What do you mean? What do you feel? What do you mean? What do you feel? What you are in your inmost being escapes your examination in rather the same way that you can't look directly into your own eyes without using a mirror. You can't bite your own teeth. You can't taste your own tongue. And you can't touch the tip of this finger with the tip of this finger. We are not accustomed to say, I am a body. We rather say, I have a body. I am a body. This, I have concluded, is the ordinary, average conception of what is oneself. I am a body. We don't say, I beat my heart, in the same way as we say, I walk, I think, I talk. We feel that our heart beats itself, and that has nothing very much to do with I. That universal self that is you has the capacity to focus itself at ever so many different here and nows, just as a sun or star has many rays. So the whole cosmos expresses itself. It dances, it dances, it dances. Flat. Then they put houses on and then they scrape them off in terraces all the way down. They upset the ecology of the hill and eventually all the houses fall down. He's absolutely out of his mind. And he's out of his mind because he doesn't realize that the external world is his body. When he realizes that, he'll get his mind back.
He'll get his mind back. He'll get his mind back. He'll get his mind back. Get his mind back, get his mind back, get his mind back, get his mind back.